It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney here.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick to hide.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I don't care. Oh, I see Aristocrats.
Shit's fucked up.
It is. We're late.
Ah, I get comfy here.
I always thought these look like metal mouths when we do this.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
Boop. Boop.
Trying to enhance the show by incorporating multiple cameras, HD video,
yeah, as if
and the
need
like.
Need
as
to
if
see
people
us.
Need to see us. And it's not working.
Yeah. We almost had a 3-camera shoot tonight.
Almost.
Pretty close.
Almost.
And all three on Matt.
Because you need him.
Yeah.
He needs it.
I want to see around his right cheek.
Anyway. So yeah, a little bit of a late start. See Aristocrats. I am Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
He's here.
Steve.
I'm here.
And are you crying, Kevin?
No.
Are you crying?
Leave me alone.
There's no crying.
Are your saints being Katrina'd right now?
Yeah. Ooh. It's not okay.
How many jerseys do you own?
Too many. As far as Saints jerseys, probably about 4 or 5.
Okay.
But total jerseys, maybe about 45 to 50.
That's a lot of jerseys.
I collect them. Unique collect ones.
Them. Unique. Unique New York.
Unique.
You need unique New York.
Unique. Yeah, the pornocrats.
Shinigua don't live in no more.
She don't.
Does anybody here not prefer HD PORN?
There's two children next to us, which is why I spelled that. Not prefer?
Bedtime.
Yeah.
Oh, I farted.
Bedtime.
Like now.
Bedtime.
Why would you not prefer HD?
Some people don't.
Really?
I like to keep it old-fashioned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like pixelation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It leaves something to the imagination.
I prefer scramble vision.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You like to try
it? I have a filter on my monitor that scrambles it. So when I'm watching it, I feel like I'm 13 again. Wow.
You see, you're from that cable generation, though. I'm from the AOL age. What I like to do is I like to open a picture, but just scroll down it real slow so it looks like it's loading.
Yeah.
All the while going, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Matt could do it better.
How many hours?
Oh.
How many hours would it take to load a picture of Matt's gullet?
In this day and age?
On this internet connection?
13 seconds. 13 seconds at 56K.
I like how that's still an option.
Yep.
If you go into stuff. I went to download like a game trial, and it's like, it'll take approximately 25 minutes. I'm like, what? And it said like your settings, and it said 56K.
Yeah.
And it had... What is it? 28.8, and then it had, you know,
28.8 was still there.
Still there. 56K.
It's like not even legal.
Like, no,
not even legal.
All right. And then it had like broadband
too slow.
Cable,
you get a ticket.
And then it had T1.
Okay. I'm gonna relay.
And then it said behind 28.8, It said Steve's house.
Well, all right. To be fair, as of, I want to say, 06, or former Aristocrat Craig was still on dial-up. He was straight up going,
I always hated those because that means it was going to take longer.
Yes.
Well, yeah, how do you fucking know that?
Christ. Because when you're dialing to AOL, the more ears you hear, the longer it's taking.
That sucks.
Well, actually, for you, did that mean that your connection was slower or faster? Because the more the yangs, my connection was faster.
Faster?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was getting like 53.
Yeah, well, this I'm talking. This is back I'm talking old school AOL. So I'm,
yeah, me too.
I wasn't marking my time.
Oh, I mean, like your connection rate. What it would say on the bottom. What was the highest number you ever saw?
I'm convinced that no matter what it said, it was a complete lie.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that was real.
Okay, after when they changed, because the standard phone lines couldn't really do like the true 57.6, which is 56. Okay. They started giving random numbers. So I think that's when it was actually legit. Because for a while, it would just say, like, 28.8. It's like, bullshit. It can't be exactly 28.8. And then all of a sudden, one day, I saw it was, like, 42.113. I was like, what? I'm like, really? And then, eventually, I started getting 53s. And then, like, next week, I got cable modem. So that was 2000.
Yeah, well.
It was 2000. That was a long time ago. But the story that I wanted to relay was I saw someone... Someone we know, someone we went to high school with. Mm-hmm. I saw this person post. I just moved to a new house, and my mom is getting cable internet.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "How is the Comcast? How's Comcast internet?" And he also, in context, alluded to the fact that this would be fast for him.
Uh-huh.
So that means that in 2012, this individual was still using dial-up.
2012.
Dial-up.
2012. What was the free one?
Net Zero. I didn't believe it. Some guy told me about that when it came out. He's like, they just have an ad on the screen and you get free internet.
Yeah, I had Juno, and that was free.
Juno.
Wow. What a
Juno.
It would interrupt every 15 minutes with an ad that would last for like 30 seconds. And
big
then
deal.
Free goes internet. Away and you can keep going, yeah.
And I think I got better connection rates on that than AOL.
And Kmart had a free one also called
really?
Called Blue Light.
Wow.
Blue Light Special?
Yeah.
Wow.
Blue Light. So it's like cathode ray internet. Like, yeah. What the fuck? What was I saying?
Who knows?
Two numbers.
Fucking cholesterol.
Wow. Fucking cholesterol.
I'd like to point out our live on... CWERadio.com.
Oh, really? Right. When did that change?
Today, I guess.
Oh, well.
And I also like to point out that we have lots of guests in the other
room.
Sure.
That's true, yeah.
By the way, Derek, are you local recording tonight?
I am not.
Okay.
No.
You should.
I don't want a chance.
And I'd like to point out that today is Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Bisexuality.
Celebrate.
Day. Mm-hmm. Celebrate.
Bisexuality.
Yes.
Who here's celebrating?
First off, there's no such thing as bisexuality.
Really?
If you are a man and you suck a penis, you're gay.
That's true, but what if... What if you're
a woman and suck a penis?
Oh.
Then you're straight.
Yeah.
But, like, what if...
What if you were a man, became a woman, then sucked a penis?
If you were a man, became a woman, then sucked a penis, you'd be gay.
Sean, what if you sucked penis and liked the vagina?
Oh. What if you sucked penis, but it was just for money?
You gay.
That right there, that contribution from Sean.
Yeah.
That was probably the largest contribution he ever did to the
Whoa.
Wowza.
That was hardcore.
That's not nice.
That was extreme.
I just heard somebody in the other room drop an N bomb on a kid.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. I can make fun of Sean.
Wow.
What? Nincompoop?
Yes. Ninny.
Nimrod.
So yeah, if you are a man and sucky penis. Even if you still like the vagina, you're gay. You're just gay.
Well, if you're in jail?
There's no in between. You're gay.
If you're, you're gay.
You're gay. That's
it. What if you're sleeping?
You're gay.
What if I was sleeping?
You're gay.
I mean...
You're gay.
The person.
You're gay.
What
not,
if
that, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Like, if a woman licks another puss, she's gay.
What if the dick enters your mouth, but when it does, it's covered in a candy coating, and you stop sucking it once the candy coating's off?
Like once like there's that like micron of like film between your lips and the skin, you're like, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good.
Okay.
No, you're good.
Wow.
Hmm.
So what, if you're on, what if you're on bath salts?
Hmm. You're gay.
Okay. What if you don't suck the penis, but you just bite it off?
Ooh, hello.
You're gay.
And like you just chew it, like you're using it for nourishment.
What if you're a rabbi and you are sucking the blood out of an infant child's penis?
Then you're just a rabbi.
Yes. Oh, okay. What if it's a really, really small dick?
Oh, boy.
And it's cold, and the dick's almost inward.
Like,
and you lick it like it's a pussy.
Now, hang on. Are you talking small, like there is probably clitoris is bigger?
Here, hold this microphone real quick.
Then you might be straight.
You might be straight, yeah.
Okay.
But you're not bi.
Got it.
You're not bi.
There's no bi.
There's no bi.
I need to know these things.
There is no bi weeks.
For future reference.
Yes. So, Derek, you are gay.
Oh. Wow. Okay. That's what I was getting at.
Got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it? So.
So what's going on, guys?
Sports? What's going on?
Yeah, man. Sports.
The local sports team is doing well, huh?
Who's that?
The New York Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants.
Football Giants. Yeah. Giants of football. Wow. They might be Giants of football.
I can't see Derek.
Continental Airlines is no longer Continental Airlines.
It's not?
It's now Izod can't go back to Continental Airlines.
Really?
Are you getting that joke?
No.
So they might be Giants of football.
Oh.
Yeah. Meadowlands is not the Meadowlands. Well, technically it still is the Meadowlands.
Well, the land is Meadow. But the arena, that belongs to the people.
Is still the Brandenburg Arena?
Huh?
But that place has undergone so many different names.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
I think it's been the Brendenburn, the Izod, and Devil Stadium.
Continental Airlines.
Yeah. That one, too.
When's it going to be like PNC Arena?
Delta Airlines, American Airlines, Academy Buffs.
JetBlue.
New Jersey Transit Stadium.
Stadium. Yeah.
A little stadio.
Clutch is a devil's fan.
Le Colosseum.
Yeah, it makes him gay.
Wow.
Not bi, but gay.
No.
There is no bi.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
I'm having trouble with my kickstand for my cell phone.
No. Just use the penis.
What?
So you have an iPhone, right, Steven?
Yes, I do, sir.
Is that a 5?
This is not a 5. This is a 4S.
Oh.
See, I was looking into getting the 4S.
4S is very pleasant.
It's now only $50 with my upgrade.
Oh, my goodness.
I suggest you get it.
Isn't that horrendous?
If I wanted to upgrade early, it would cost me $400.
What?
As opposed to $600 if I just bought the phone.
So it's almost worth just buying the phone.
What? No. Why?
No, neither one of them.
No, you're right.
Where I can wait till early next year and just get one for like $100.
So what, you have the 4S also, right?
Yes.
You're not going to the 5?
No.
Are you entering all them gay fucking Instagram fucking picture fucking contests?
Fucking.
I don't know. You have like go to the store and you hold like an iPhone 5 box and then like Instagram it to a certain iPhone 5
they pick
giveaway.
You? They're like, now you get a free iPhone.
Yeah,
motherfucker. Fucking,
which you never do.
No, nobody gets it.
Nobody ever wins. Just like nobody ever gets fucking Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a kid I worked with once that swore up and down that he had Boardwalk.
No, he didn't.
And he brought it in, and it was Park Place.
Yeah, you know what though?
Everyone has Park Place.
From what I understand, what McDonald's does is they release the Boardwalks on the West Coast and the Park Places on the East.
That was a rumor. I don't know if that was ever true.
Maybe
in the 90s.
But they probably only release like 2 Boardwalks.
Yes. But here's the thing. They pick one or the other that's going to be the one that everybody gets every other game, because I've had Boardwalk and I've had Park Place in different
years. You've also eaten McDonald's a lot.
It's true.
Because I've never had a Boardwalk. But Park Place is very common because it makes people think, I'll go back. Ooh, I've got to get that Boardwalk.
I got a blue one. In this age, the Facebook era, I don't see how it isn't easy for somebody to be like, hey, I got this one. Can please, if you have the other one.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody find me.
I think they do it differently.
Let's split that yacht.
Yeah.
Let's split that mill.
Yeah.
My cousin did win, like the Ford Explorer jet ski package.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Ford Explorer jet ski.
My cousin won something like that. Except it was like an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, that's close. The Ford Explorer Egg McMuffin package.
Yeah. Well, no, there was no Ford Explorer. It was just an Egg McMuffin.
I think he's like going through a lawsuit because they wouldn't give him to him.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. On what grounds?
Explain.
As far as I know, that's it. He claimed it, and then they said, oh, no, that's not it.
What?
We're not giving it to you.
Nah, you didn't get it.
But he has like the photograph copies of it, you know, because he sent it in.
Yeah.
And he did photograph copy it.
See, that's the problem is he sent it in. He should just walked into McDonald's. I have it.
Give me that. I want the one in the back.
No.
Open up the storage locker. This guy gets it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They should sue him, yeah.
Yeah, he did sue, but the fucking lawsuit's been like 5 years and nothing's going on yet.
I'm sure they have enough lawyers to keep that lawsuit going for
forever.
20 years.
Until he's dead.
But I mean, come on.
I'm sure they have enough money to just give him an Explorer.
Isn't it like 99 billion served now?
I think it's over 99.
That's a lot of billions.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
That's not even true. Yeah, it's the same 100,000 over and over.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they've added up to 99 billion.
Ooh.
12 times the population of the planet.
I haven't had a McDonald's burger since the Angus burgers came out.
Really?
Yeah. And before that, there was like a good 4-year gap.
I haven't had a McDonald's burger since my driver's side window stopped going down.
Well, there goes half my diet.
I did have a Wendy's Baconator a couple weeks ago.
You said that, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say it on the show?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
It was amazing.
Because I think I asked, was it the son of Baconator or the real Baconator?
No, it was the legit. And I just topped it off with a fucking
son of
frosty.
A Baconator.
Son of a Baconator. Well, speaking of McDonald's.
Segway.
The McRib.
What about it?
It's back again?
Well, you know that old anti-smoking joke that kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray?
Oh, boy.
Well, it turns out wrapping your lips around a McDonald's McRib is somewhat like eating a yoga mat.
What?
Timezine's Healthland blog reports that among the McRib's 70 ingredients are, oh, boy, big word, azodicarbonide, monide, ammonium sulfate, and polysorbate 80.
Yes.
While the amounts are very small, the blog notes that those ingredients are a flour bleaching agent that is most commonly used in the manufacture of foam plastics like gym mats and the soles of shoes, and it is found in the bun of the McRib.
What does it all mean?
That it's not real.
I would just never eat a McRib.
It sounds like McRibs are more fake than wrestling.
Yeah, more of a work.
What do you mean fake?
Oh, you didn't know?
It's a work, Derek.
But it's never been real.
But you guys do it.
Yeah.
Oh, what we do is real.
We just pretend.
Yeah. What? No.
Is that why
you're
not beating them guys up in there right now?
Oh, no, we're all heels.
Because I
think everybody here is a heel.
We're all heels.
We're all heels.
You're the only babyface.
Yeah.
No,
you're the only babyface.
I work with Danny now.
He made the turn.
You're the only baby face here.
Yeah. That's why you're over
there. The gravy face.
The fucking guy. Oh, my God, he's big.
Didn't we establish that he now is, like, lighter than all of us?
Yeah, he is, actually.
He's the lightest aristocrat.
Yeah. I did gain a pound last week.
You gained a pound, and I lost 7.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. Nice.
Did I motivate you guys to lose weight?
You did.
No, I just
You're like, I'm not going to be fatter than that. Fuck.
No, I just...
Exactly.
I did lose 5 pounds in one workout session.
You did not.
I did too. Ask my wife. She's a witness.
You said you lost 8 pounds sleeping once.
Yeah, well, 4 of it
overnight. I did.
He did.
I did. I lost 8 pounds overnight once. Whoa. This is true.
Sleeping.
It wasn't just sleeping. It was just not eating. On top of exercise.
You said you went to bed at a specific weight and woke up 8 pounds less.
It's true.
It's possible.
But I also know someone that lost 20 pounds overnight.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You'd have an amputated limb.
No, I've done it before.
Or have like 20 pounds of fluid removed in surgery. There's no natural way to lose that
somebody
much weight.
No, you don't. That lost 20 pounds overnight. Yes, I do.
No,
I don't know about 20.
Not naturally.
I don't know. No.
There was 3 portable heaters, and he wore
Still a lie.
No, should have died.
That's horseshit.
No, be death.
The 20 pounds is horseshit. 8 pounds, I know, is possible.
I did it. Even 8 pounds is that's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah, absolutely, but it's completely possible.
I would say 3 or 4 pounds max.
Is that with the morning dump?
What's with everything?
I went to a wrestling tournament in high school, and I was 8 pounds overweight, and I woke up the next morning ready to rock at that fucking weight.
Why didn't you sell this secret to all the other wrestlers who were spitting in bottles all day?
All I did was ride a stationary bike, went home, didn't eat, went to sleep, woke up, didn't eat, went to school, and weighed in perfectly. But the other day at the gym, I weighed in at 244 and walked out at 241. Eat my balls, Matt. It's true. My wife is a witness.
He also
3 pounds. Okay.
He also weighed in with his shoes on, and then weighed in after with his shoes off.
And then he shaved his pubes and then weighed himself.
Yeah. Oh, this is 2012. I don't have pubes.
And he shot some spunk.
I might have done that.
Took a dump.
I didn't add that in, Matt. But I also took my shoes off, which have fucking what are those inserts called?
Dr. Scholl's.
No, just regular orthopedics.
Orthopedics.
Which weigh about a pound.
He's got 5 pounds. Wow. 5 pound lifts combined, in his shoes.
Yeah. 5 pound lifts. Anywho.
You have a pound of orthopedics in your shoes.
45 minutes of working out. I lost this amount of weight. So what the hell is fucking.
That makes more sense.
16 hours.
Than sure sleeping. Does.
3 pounds of water in 45 minutes of like strenuous exercise. I can see that. But not 8 pounds overnight.
It wasn't like I went to sleep, went to sleep. I weighed myself at the tournament and I was 8 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like fucking 11 o'clock in the morning. Woke up, went to the thing. The next 11 o'clock in the morning, I was 8 pounds lighter.
So you didn't eat for 24 hours?
No.
That's why you lost the weight.
Even still.
I didn't tell Matt I lost it because I wanted to.
He said you lost 8 pounds by sleeping.
So what? He just said he.
Like, I'll just sleep it off.
Even still.
He just interprets it the way you interpret it.
You couldn't have burned. Well, it's funny you couldn't that have way. Burned more than 5,000 calories in that time. That's a pound and a half. There's no way you could. There's no way you could burn 40,000 calories in 24 hours.
You can lose a lot of water weight.
Yes. Yeah, but what did you do to do that?
Well, how about this? He probably ate a lot back then, and if you eat a lot and then you stop eating, your body instantly just turns on itself and starts chewing on the fat. So between your body going into starvation mode,
that's a lot, but between that
and losing water,
like I'm kind of just being facetious and saying it's impossible. Yeah. A lot, like it's a lot,
and
lot,
taking a dump,
totally possible. And your body's more likely to eat your muscle before it is to eat your fat.
Sure, it is
absolutely,
but which
weighs
not,
more than
not
fat?
Not in 24 hours.
Yeah,
not in 24.
Oh yeah,
have you done
not
it?
In 24 hours?
What
have you done?
If he stopped eating and then 24 hours later it started,
I've lost 6 pounds overnight.
I can say that.
And that's with eating. That's by doing exercise right before bed.
Uh-huh.
And then that boosts your metabolism as it is.
Uh-huh.
Then you sleep through it. And then by morning, after you evacuate.
I've known people that have evacuated 2 pounds.
I knew someone who evacuated antimatter.
Yes, we know that too.
Yeah.
10 pounds heavier after the shit.
Yeah.
Somehow. It's a lot.
It happens a lot
it's
more possible. Often than you think.
No.
You were never involved.
It really does.
You were never involved in scoliosis wrestling. You don't know.
I vote possible.
A triathlete can't burn that much in one day.
God, you don't get it.
No,
there's times when people go to the weigh-ins,
you don't
2 pounds overweight,
calories
and the judge official says you have to lose 10 pounds in the next 45, or 2 pounds in the next 45 minutes.
I've seen
they go, take a shit, do some jumping jacks, come back, and then make weight.
I've seen the guy.
And that's it. They're done.
I've seen the guy's weight change a pound just because he stood on his head.
Really?
Yeah, because it changes your center of gravity.
But it can't change.
It trust me.
Your mass.
It works.
I mean, if you like,
there's
gotta if
be
you
more
lean,
scientific
if you
reason
lean,
you don't know about.
If you lean on the scale, that's because you're physically, like, moving the actual scale itself.
I've seen it work, man.
But if you stand, like, if I stand on 1 foot and I stand on 2 feet, I'm still going to weigh the same.
Nope.
No matter what.
Nope. Guy did a headstand for like 2 minutes. Got on scale, he's a pound lighter.
Wow. We're this is all denying physics,
I think
by
it's
the
just
way.
Faulty
scales.
Scales.
Yes. Nope.
Well, I was at like a 3-day tournament when I wrestled, so this was legit. Same fucking scale.
All
right. Yeah. I'm just telling you, since it didn't happen.
Actually, something that's probably more crazy is I was once like a pound overweight, and I went like the coach was like go take a shit.
It's that dude. It's
and
like
I went
four
to the bathroom.
Ounces.
I went to the bathroom and I couldn't shit, but I let out a rocket ass fart, and I was like, that's all I got. And I weighed in.
The guess. was like, rocket.
And I was like, oh, you're good to go.
That's some heavy ass guess.
Ass fart.
Wow. It's fucking methane's true. A heavy guess.
You know who probably had to struggle making weight at some point?
Is that
definitely not Matt.
Professional wrestler Matt Hardy.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I mention this is because today is his birthday.
Anyway. Next. On this day in 1974.
Matt Hardy was born.
That's it. I guess Steve's done, huh?
Yeah.
I guess he was maybe he was like a New Year's conception.
maybe Steve's coming back to
I think he's going to
his weight by 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So the McRib.
The McRib.
I think you could lose like 5 pounds with an hour of strenuous exercise.
How did we get from the McRib to Steve miraculously losing weight?
Who knows? How did we get to anything on this show?
Oh, what's up?
Touché.
Okay.
So the McRib's pretty delicious, huh?
I never had one.
You know what I hate about it?
What?
They put onions on it.
Do they?
I'm not a fan.
Can you ask for no onions?
I'm sure you could. But I always forget that there's onions on it. And then, you know, it's like, oh, McRib's back. I'm like, sweet.
I used to do that with something.
And there's onions, and I'm like, wow, I don't want this again.
I used to forget every single time I ordered a specific item. I was like, fuck. Like, I forgot they put that on it. And I'm like, that's the only thing I don't want on it.
Does anyone remember when McDonald's had a fajita?
Yes.
A fajita?
Yeah.
Fajita.
Thinking back.
No diabito.
No diabito.
Thinking back, I wonder what that was actually made out of.
Oh.
God, who knows?
But I do remember it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I had again last
Ethiopian
night?
Ethiopian tears.
Wow. Had the White Castle egg and cheese.
What?
Again.
Again?
And it was just as good as the first time.
I've had White Castle since we did the challenge.
Really?
And okay. I brought them home.
Yeah. You can only get it for breakfast, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So you have to go after midnight.
Yeah. Not in the morning because that doesn't exist to you.
Breakfast after starts midnight. At midnight. Wow. No, I was at Yes Kate's. I was hanging out with Ken.
Burger served around the clock, though.
Yes. 24/7.
I had cheeseburgers at like 9 in the morning.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I remember you telling the story. there's another story that goes along with that, I think.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was hanging out at Yes Kate's with Ken. And originally, I had said to him the day before, because he had asked me if I wanted to go to a diner or something like that after we were done. I'm like, nah, it's way too late. I got to go home. So I was like, well, tomorrow night, though, after I get off work, I'll come stop by. You know, maybe we'll grab something to eat. When I got there, I'm like, guys, eat. They're like, oh, yeah, we did. I'm like, oh.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So I played like an hour and a half of Bubble Bobble and hung out with him. And then I went to get some White Castle.
That sounds like a fantastic night.
It really was. I'm going to be honest. It was probably the best night I've had
in my life.
In probably like 4 or 5 months.
Just going to Cold Stone. Supposed to have
anybody Stone Cold Creamery?
Oh,
yep.
Stone Cold.
What?
Bottom line. Give me the bottom line.
Get some
Sunday.
Ice cream.
What?
Some frozen desserts.
What?
Give me a vanilla stunner.
yes. And I had the egg and cheese. Oh, man. It's so good.
Give me the Luthez pistachio ice cream.
The first time I had it, I ate it so fast, I didn't realize there's no burger on it. It's literally just egg and cheese on the bun.
On a bun?
I'm sure you can ask for a burger with egg and cheese on it.
I'm sure you can ask for any kind of monstrosity there.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have the jalapeno burgers?
Oh, sure they do.
Oh, I love them.
Sure they do. Their menu is robust as shit now. It's all horrible.
Pulled pork
like,
and shit?
Yeah. Oh, the pulled pork is really good.
Haven't had that either.
What about chicken rings? They got them chicken rings?
Yep.
Flavored chicken rings?
All kinds of flavors.
Colored chicken rings?
They got the ranch. They got the spicy.
Spicy?
B Shaps like my robust as shit comment.
Robust as shit.
Really is.
Shit is robust.
Mm-hmm. But I also got to say that Wendy's menu is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff on there that you don't even want to look at it.
Baked sweet potatoes, sweet potato fries. They have the cheese fries, chili cheese fries.
Yup.
All kinds of chicken sandwiches. Mm. Forget about it. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Almost as robust as B Shaps' internet connection, because he was trying to watch our stream on Friday, and he said that it was choppy, and his was the only one that was choppy.
It's also robust as B-Shap's tits.
No tits.
Tits.
Yeah, but they're so milky smooth.
They are. and freckly.
A little freckly.
It's almost as robust as B. Shap's Shylock.
He doesn't have a Shylock.
B. Shap's Schwat.
He's got bright shoes. I'm sorry. I wanted to add something.
He does. He has those yellow or whatever. What are they? I don't know.
Like
they looked
neon
yellow.
Neon death.
Yeah, they looked yellow. I said that they disrupt the cosmic microwave background.
Yes.
Of the universe.
They were pretty. I mean, we have a show named after it.
Yes.
That's how loud they were.
Those very loud shoes.
P-Shap's gay shoes.
So what else is going on? Football.
Football.
It's football.
Go play football, Derek.
But who cares about football?
Well, anybody that watches the show, thank you.
Watches, yes.
And you might notice that it looks a little different in here because we are in another room.
Yeah, we are in another room. Yeah.
We were kicked out of the football room, as I call it.
I mean, it's too bad that we don't broadcast with the head of the household that could just make decisions and let it. Oh.
You mean my wife?
Hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of General Jamers. Football, by the way, American football coach Marvin Lewis, born today in 1958.
Mm. On this day.
Yep. Mm.
Who is the stat?
Yeah.
Creamy.
Yeah, B-Shaps. That's pretty much what I was intending on doing. Mm. Nobody caught that in here, though, unfortunately.
You know who else has a birthday today?
Who's that?
You may not believe this. Jim Morrison.
Wow.
John Morrison?
No, Jim Morrison.
Oh.
1952. But Swerve.
He's dead.
American baseball player. Jim Morrison. See, all you guys thought it was that one fucking.
I thought it was the guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
No way.
The guy with the thing.
Is he dead?
Which, by the way,
very much so.
History.
Have you guys heard Jimmy Fallon doing the Reading Rainbow theme as The Doors?
No.
Wow.
No, but I did hear the DMX remix of the Reading Rainbow theme.
A lot of organ in it?
He sounds exactly like him. I'm not going to lie. And I really hope that the computer will allow me to play this. He looks like him too.
Butterfly in the sky.
Wow.
I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
That's wild.
Very good.
It's cute.
Rainbow. He does the whole song.
I can tell.
I see the time code.
I can go anywhere. Friends, you know, ways to grow. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
This is the most serious thing he's ever done in his life.
I think so.
I like that the fit between.
That's cute.
Very old fashioned.
And then he starts naming children's books.
Really?
Was
an interview? The Indian in the cupboard.
Catcher in the rye.
There's a monster. There's a monster at the end of this book.
What?
Good night, moon. Good night, star. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere.
Yeah, so that's good.
See, that was like a straightforward, interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. You bring up the DMX remix of the Reading Rainbow theme.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
B-Shaps is already a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually just heard about this last night.
DMX.
Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure me and my friends reached the end of the internet last night.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anyway.
Suck my dick. My nigga. Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit. Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
See, this is the shit I be talking about.
Reading
coming for you, nigga.
What you really want? Bad or
that's fucking great.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Which that reminded me of something that is right here.
Oh boy.
If anyone has seen the show Lazy Town,
no.
With the little girl with the pink hair, you know Steve.
Oh, yeah.
From Kids.
Oh, yeah.
So they remixed a song with Lil Jon. It's called Cook by the Book.
It's a piece of cake and make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy if you do the cooking by the book.
Oh my god, it looks like
bring it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, pick that motherfucker up. Bring it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake and make a pretty
cake. Oh, shit. Well done.
And the whole video, too. Yeah, this made me laugh very hard because I had just started seeing this show, and I came across this, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
B-Shaps is critiquing it.
Critiquing what?
Like, what is there to do? This is awful. You're awful.
What do you mean it's awful? Yeah, the music is awful, but it's very well done.
Kinda.
I mean, each song individually is pretty bad. But when you mix them together, and especially the fact that they have this little 14-year-old girl dancing.
I don't think she's 14.
And at the time, dancing, doing splits.
Like
and having Lil Jon talking about her ass.
I don't think she's a teenager.
Anyway. I just want to point out that I've never been creeped out by puppets, but the kind that are in there really make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like, Thunderbirds.
Yeah, it does a little.
Yeah.
They have that. Yeah, very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Henson product, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, the puppets are creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's not a puppet, it's a human with weird rubber hair.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Creepy. Very creepy.
You know what we talked about on the show last week, that one Nickelodeon show, Wienerville.
Yes.
And I actually spent quite a bit of time the day after thinking about how much I hated that show. Like, I really, I forgot about it completely, 100%, never would have thought of it again in my life, ever, ever, ever.
I went home and watched it.
You are gay.
Matt rolls out of bed and just goes, fuck me.
Now, the show itself was only about 10, 15 minutes because they played cartoons in between.
And it was 10 minutes of the drizz.
Well, there's a lot of Mr. Magoo cartoons,
yes.
Which I like. Mr. Magoo.
We can start over that. But, wow.
I loved Wienerville.
The only reason Derek liked Wienerville is because the theme song has a lot of slap bass.
Actually, I didn't even pick up on that.
Really?
Not when I was that age.
Come
no.
on.
No.
That age? You were like playing
what's
guitar
up,
already.
Up?
Nah.
No?
I liked it because I thought it was funny and I thought that Mark Wiener was clever.
That's the best part of the show is the bass and the theme music. It is. Play the theme song.
put it on
and go. Was it done by Primus?
Wienerville.
I was listening to Primus all morning.
Really?
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. Here.
This is a cool.
It's probably more of a piano or something.
Yeah. This was recorded with a potato. It's like the worst audio ever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
They like stuck like an electric coil in it with like a lemon on the end of the potato, and they somehow transferred the data through it.
Isn't that the same thing you had powering the fucking gimmick for the headphones?
Yes.
Exactly.
Recorded with a potato.
Potato and a lemon. With probes coming out of it.
Are you recording music? Or are you trying to remove a light bulb? What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, that potato shit actually works.
It does.
That ain't no
sure
joke.
Does.
You need a lot of them, but it works. There was a guy who did an art project where he had an entire I think it was apples. He had a whole apple tree, and he had them all hooked up to this bulb, and he generated enough electricity to actually light the bulb.
Oh. Really?
So he had these two huge apple trees, mm-hmm. and all these lights coming, wires coming down onto this bulb, and the bulb was lit. That's how many it took.
You can do it with lemons, though.
Yeah, but I guess he had an apple tree in his
backyard.
And
then somebody smashed the bulb.
Second best.
Yeah.
Somebody smashed the bulb and called him a faggot. Nice project, faggot.
That burp's going to smell.
A reading rainbow.
What did B-Shap say here? The DMX thing is still the best thing I've ever seen in a while.
What is?
That was pretty funny.
The DMX thing.
DMX reading rainbow.
That was. Because it was just so simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my friends were sitting around at my cousin's house last night and just going through random shit on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we found is just ridiculous Yahoo answers.
Ooh.
One really good one we came across was a mother was saying, how do I know if my son is gay? Mm-hmm. Is there a way I can test him or something I can do to find out? So so the answer, the number one answer was get baking soda and vinegar and make the volcano. And if as the lava is spilling out, he's sucking a dick, he's gay.
That's a good answer.
That is.
The good. Other one.
That's that, foolproof.
The other one that came up, and this might be something interesting to look up if you want to get it, because I don't think I can repeat it as well as that,
oh.
is can you
Jesus.
Can you Google spaghetti farts?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Spaghetti yeah. farts.
Oh, no, no, yeah. no.
It should be the number one link on Google.
I can imagine there would be nothing else in the 42 quadrillion right. pages there are on the internet
okay.
that will match spaghetti farts, except the first link.
Now, I've been told I have a great radio voice, so I'm going to read this.
Okay.
The question is, will farting on my grandma's spaghetti make her sick? And here is the the actual, you know, body of the question. Me and my brother got one of those cone-shaped things cheerleaders used to use, put it on my grandma's spaghetti on the floor, put the large part of the cone over the spaghetti, and farted in the small end. She's eating it now and says it tastes funny.
It tastes funny.
Could that be the reason? Could it really make her sick? No big deal, if so, because it was worth a good laugh, but I'm just curious.
Now, check out the answer.
The best answer was, you're sick and stupid. I guess your grandmother has such a clean floor that there's just no possible way that she could there could be any dirt, dust, or germs that would kill her. Grow up, if at all possible. Forget your disgusting behavior towards a woman who cares enough to cook a meal for you, too. Can you give us all her phone number while you're online? I have a feeling millions of people around the world would just love to inform her what her grandsons are up to behind her back. I bet you are so very proud, aren't you? Source is a grandmother.
Okay.
And then the asker wrote a response to that. It says, if I were your grandson, you'd be getting a lot of tainted food, you old bag.
Tainted. Taint, like rubbed it on his taint.
Farting in my grandmother's spaghetti.
Farting in my grandmother's spaghetti make her sick.
With a cheerleading horn.
Yeah.
A cheerleading horn.
Whatever you call it.
So they put the plate on the floor,
I guess,
and then put the cone over it and farted into the cone.
Yeah.
And then put the plate back.
I wonder if they dropped their drawers. Maybe a little piece of doo-doo came out, and they just thought it was a meatball.
Doo-doo.
So she's gumming the spaghetti, just going, this tastes funny.
Why does this taste crank? Like shit?
Did you both do something to my dinner?
This isn't how I taught you to make Shredder. Sauce.
Wow.
My Sunday sauce is
ruined.
Did you ever see the episode? You ever see the episode with Shredder's mother?
I just sound like an android crying.
That's ruined. Ruined. Remember when? Remember when we? He used to talk like this all the time. He was a little bit better than blue cheese toast.
Yes.
Oh, did you?
You have to be prepared
blue
for it.
Cheese toast. Blue cheese toast.
You think talking inward?
Yes. See, he doesn't
You were
know.
Part of it.
He
I know. Former Aristocrat Pat. I don't know where we were, but we started talking like that. And we
did it once, I think, before I before I was on the show, and then we brought it back when that one show Pat did when we were crossing over casts.
Crossing of the crossover show.
Crossing of the casts.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Generations. It was the Aristocrats Generation.
It was.
Oh, my God. I love blue cheese. It's hard to keep this voice up.
Yeah, it's very hard indeed.
See, you just sound like a speaking spell.
You do.
You almost sound like a normal person.
Yeah.
When he does it, it sounds like he's talking through a trach hole.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You might be able to do Stephen Hawking like this.
That's so fucking horrible.
Truck. T-R-U-P-K. Truck.
Oh, speaking spell.
Stephen, comment.
Blue cheese.
Life is X Y B H I U S.
What?
Pneumono, ultra microscopic, silico, volcanic aniosis. That is the longest word in the U.S. dictionary. Definition is the lung disease caused by volcanic ash.
Where are you coming up with this?
Points for
it's all true. It's all true.
This is legit. I'm crying.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
So when inspecting a volcano, please wear proper breathing apparatus.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's getting hot in here.
It is definitely. Ooh. I'm sweating now.
Jamie, please get me another beer.
And make that too.
How about a frosty one?
See, I do it more robotic.
I wanted to try it, but I feel like I'm going to fuck it up.
Just do it.
No.
We won't laugh at you.
No, guys, don't make fun of me.
See, <it's>
you loser.
See, it's hard because instead of breathing in for air, you have to breathe out for air.
Yes. Breathe out for air.
When you run out of breath, you have to breathe out.
Oh my God!
So dumb.
My glands, the glands in my skull hurt.
I'm very phlegmy. Phlegmy.
And I have trouble with the F's, so I'll do the F out, and then I suck the rest in.
Phlegmy. Phlegmy.
Phlegmy. Phlegmy is
B-H-L-E-M-Y.
Okay, you gotta try it.
Jesus.
No pressure.
Phlegmy is a motorhead with a call.
Lemmy, more like Flemmy.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
Oh, man.
Kev, you're not off the hook. You got to do it.
See, D-Shaps agrees. It's funny.
It is.
We don't know
why. It's terrible, though. This is old. This is from 06, I wanted. Or 05, even. Is it?
Yeah, I think it definitely did.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Go ahead.
Dancing.
You're getting there.
Attempt one.
You sound like a robot dancing. Going
what
through puberty.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Well, you guys have more practice at this.
Right.
You're alphabet.
One day you'll get up cubic hair.
Oh, come on, guys.
Kev thought he had a pubic hair until he eat out of it.
You know, with the like inflection of like an educational toy.
Yeah,
I
know.
I gotta stand up.
Until he peed out of it.
It's like a tiny dick.
Oh, shit.
God. Stop making fun of me.
I'm getting worried about Matt.
Why?
Because he's like, he lands so hard, he's going to stretch because he's like, his heart's not getting oxygen.
just picture it as like an episode of Thousand Ways to Die, where we just see the inside of Matt's heart explode.
Like, Matt's probably got like nausea going. And like,
oh. I like to see the guy they picked to play him in the reenactment.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh, God, that'd be funny. Anyway. That's not Matt.
You ever see the movie Bushwhacked?
No. Was that with
Daniel Stern?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember it. I never actually saw it.
I was going to say, all right. It doesn't really help, though.
No.
I can't think of anything else to that guy. Oh, you ever see The Crow? We're pissed if there's cookies.
It's protein.
It is. I did a long time ago. Fine, we're eating cookies.
Fuck it then.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yourself. Mm-hmm.
We're eating cookies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boom, no, it's dripping. Oh, shit.
It's going rogue.
Can I have a napkin? Jim?
Alt F 4.
I didn't know the top was liquid, and I spilled some on my pants. Thank you.
Everyone beware. The tops of the cookies are aqueous.
Yeah, and they're very hot.
I'll have one more, please. Thank you.
Holy shit.
And beer.
Beer.
Is there more beer? There isn't more beer.
Speaking of beer, South Korean badminton player Kim Dong-moon was born today in 1975.
King Dong Moon.
Kim Dong Moon.
Like D-O-N or D-O-N-G?
D-O-N-G.
He is a dong.
Like the penis, but spelled different.
Are ruined. Why are like fucking Orientals all named after fucking cocks?
Wang.
Wang. Dong. Fucking Chode. Chi. Chode.
I just wiped my jeans and the Stronger. Napkin turned blue.
Are they new jeans?
Yeah. Jesus. Mm.
I wonder what your penis looks like. Mm. Let me see your blue jean dad penis. Take it out.
One of the funniest things I ever saw was with those blue jean diapers for babies.
Hmm.
You ever see them?
Were they like washable?
No.
No?
They just had they're regular.
It's just a diaper that looks like jeans.
It looks like blue jeans. It has little pockets on the back.
Hmm.
It was just like printed on them. Oh, that was funny.
You know, I don't have kids, so.
The commercial was on a lot.
It was it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm. Mm. Good one. We had a denim diaper for my dog because she wasn't fixed, and I didn't know this.
They get their period.
Yeah, and they just drip blood everywhere.
Yup.
So you gotta put a diaper on them with like a woman's fucking pad in it.
Yep.
To absorb that shit.
My cousin had a vase. She had a schnauzer, and it lived to be like, I don't know, fucking a million. It was so old.
Oh my god.
And she was randomly. As your boyfriend was videotaping the dog, and it was walking around, and it sneezed, and shit just flew out of its ass onto the wall.
Wow.
He was just taping her, like doing something, taping her with the phone or something on the video, and it just sneezed, and shit just flew out of her ass.
So where's
and
the
she
video?
She got scared and ran away. I hope my cousin still has it.
I want to see this. So it fucking butt splattered the wall.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because it was so old, I had no control over everything, anything.
I can't wait to be like that.
Hey, Matt.
I'm like that now. It's not that fun.
Hey, Matt.
Yo, what's up?
If they made black denim diapers, would you wear them?
Yeah, of course I would. Black
denim. Oh, my God. That makes so much sense.
Like, I would wear black jorts.
And the good thing on the commercial for those diapers was when he's doing number two, he looks like number one.
Whoa.
I had like a baby with the jean diapers and like a white shirt on, and he's like doing like the slow motion walking. And I think it was driving a car with a bunch of girls in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to Primus all day today.
That's wonderful.
I forced my daughter to watch
Back in Brown.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That's a pretty badass video.
It is,
it's
actually.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she liked it at the end, and she said no.
Sucked.
Now, put Justin Bieber back on, please. Mm-hmm.
Justin Bibler.
Yeah.
Speaking of awful music, we were... talking about Green Day the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, what, nigga?
Well, if they made green denim diapers, then Bisha has to wear them all day because you put that together. That's Green Day.
That's right. Well, Green Day...
don't make fun of Green Day. I'm Ryan Shapiro.
They were part of the iHeart Radio Music Festival.
Yeah, and they did great.
And let me see if I can get this up here. It says they were live at the festival, right? The band had their set cut from 45 minutes to 25 so Usher could have more time.
You know what?
I hate that.
So that wait, there's
so in the middle of their concert, Billy Joe kind of freaked out because they have a big screen in the back that tells them how much time they have left.
He's like, "What the fuck?"
And yeah, I don't know if they were told or not that it was going to be cut, but
it was kind of like how you walk in today and Steve was like, "We're not going to be doing
this." Yeah,
show
exactly.
Derek was all ready to go home.
He was.
So this is Billy Joe.
Give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're going to give me fucking 1 minute? There's a, look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute.
It actually says 1 minute.
Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking eight.
Oh, man.
Are you gonna give me one yet? Fucking yes. minute? Yes. You gotta be fucking kidding me. You're fucking kidding me. What the fuck? I'm not fucking Justin Bieber, you motherfuckers.
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not Justin Bieber.
Just play jaded. Get out of there.
It's a fucking joke. I got 1 minute. 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left. Now I got nothing left.
And at this point, he...
Let me show you what fucking minute fucking means.
He is smashing his guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And then Mike, the bass player, starts smashing his bass.
Nice.
He broke the guitar, threw it in the audience.
1 minute. God fucking love you all. We'll be back.
Hey, asshole.
So that was that.
You don't get paid by the hour. Fucking, if you can stop early, stop early and just go home and swim in your money.
Dude, he cares about the fans.
He does. Yeah, uh-huh.
He cares that the fans get their complete satisfaction out of their Green Day performance. Mm.
And the best way to prove his point is to smash his own shit.
You know
exactly.
Yeah.
He has a more like gayer voice than I do.
Yeah, his regular voice is gayer than a singing voice.
Yeah.
I prefer a singing voice.
Like he's 1 minute.
How come he tries to sound like he's from a different country, by the
way? I've got 1 minute left. Well, I only have 1 minute left.
That's fucking horrible.
Don't want to play. There's only 1 minute left.
And then take a shot at Justin Bieber. Like, why?
Yeah, that was pointless.
Point? Yeah, I was gay.
That was pointless.
Cause if he was Justin Bieber, you have 10 minutes left.
Because you're a rebel, man.
I actually don't mind Green Day, but that was horrendous.
Clutch says, in the time he bitched, he could have finished the song and walked off.
Dude, I said he could have played Jaded, right? That song's only like, it's not even a song. It's just a 45-second instrumental. They could have just...
Well, if you go back to when it first started, you heard him stumble a little bit, and then came the fuck it after that, because obviously it came up and it caught him off guard, the time cue, and he just decided to throw the whole fucking thing out the window from there.
He totally threw a Michael Richards.
Yeah.
He really did.
There's a nigger here!
Quoting Michael Richards.
I only have 1 minute left. Dude, can you spin this Dr. Pepper can around? I'm tired of looking at this fucking wog fucking Mexican thing.
Wow.
Jesus.
This poor girl.
She's on every can.
And we didn't talk about who she looks like. Well, after the show.
No, we did it during the show.
No, after the show, we were gonna just make fun of the can. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, really, we can't really make fun of it on
the
air.
Steve dropped her name on the show.
No, we didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Are you sure?
He didn't. No, he didn't.
God, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
I don't do that.
Nope. He even said, he's like, I know exactly who it looks like. And
I'm pretty sure he said her name.
No, he didn't.
Because I know the name.
I know the name, too.
It's not the name. Yeah.
All I know is that I suddenly...
You said that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it looks like Cunt Lips McGillicuddy.
Wow. All I know is I suddenly want to go to Disney.
And all of a sudden, I want to close the borders.
Yo. Gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, fuck them.
Yeah.
Day laborers.
Yeah.
shit.
Am I right?
Do I play with only 1 minute left?
look at B-Chap said in chat room.
I hope you have more time than we did.
As if I didn't want to close the borders already. I don't have a problem with Mexicans coming across the border. It's the Jews.
Coming across the border from fucking from Mex Israel.
Next result. Next result. Did you guys hear that fucking Obama blew off a meeting with Netanyahu?
Yeah, for the first time ever.
You know why?
Why?
First off, Israel is about to go to war with Iran.
Cool. Okay. Go ahead.
Sweet. And so Obama set up a meeting with Netanyahu, whatever the fuck his name is.
Whatever.
To postpone his war, he blew it off to go to Letterman.
Hey.
That's
fucking Letterman.
Priorities. That's legit.
That's a common thing for Democrats too, by the way.
You know, Letterman? It's interesting. Somebody told me that every year the president goes to the memorial, I guess, on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go this year, Obama. And it's only happened two other times in history where the president hasn't gone. And it was Barack Obama in 2011 and Barack Obama in 2010. So
that's horrendous. Yeah. Like, is there any other anti-American American ever?
Also, he's kind of like the opposite of Jack Swagger. He's the anti-American.
Yes, he's the anti-American American.
Henry Rollins.
The all anti-American.
Well.
Quintuple A.
like this guy, Obama was about to go to a meeting to help prevent a world war.
Well, no, but here's
Letterman.
Here's a good point. He already got his Nobel Peace Prize by
4 days after getting elected.
12 days. 12 days into after his inauguration, he had completed apparently enough efforts of peace negotiation to deem him worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize.
So I'd say he's doing a good job.
So
if
yeah,
he did that.
He figures he can rest on his laurels now. He doesn't have to do it anymore because he already got that Nobel Peace Prize after 12 days of work. I'm not saying that he was awarded 12 days after work. I'm saying he was nominated 12 days after.
I'm not a political person.
No, he's not.
You guys know that. But I like him just because he seems like a very down-to-earth guy.
No, he's not.
He seems like it to me.
Really? Yeah. Do you watch like MSNBC all day?
No, I don't watch anything. Oh. I just see things that he does, not. Places he goes.
Well, all right, okay. If you want to look at him like he's a celebrity,
yes,
then
I like how he's handling his celebrity status. But
we don't need a celebrity president.
We might as well.
What's the
no?
Yeah.
What the hell's the point?
The president's the one making decisions.
Real quick, I just want to say something to B-Shaps, who just said something, the most idiotic thing a Jew could ever fucking say in my life. He likes Barack Obama because he's not Mitt Romney or Fox News. Yeah, wow. Barack Obama hates Jews.
Yeah, he doesn't care about your people.
He hates you for being Jewish and a ginger.
You know, I was told by a girl at the bar the other night. It was a very random conversation about redheads, and she comes up and she whispers to me, "Because redheads can go to hell."
And then just left?
No, we were hanging out.
Oh, okay.
But just want to let you know, B-Shaps, you can go to hell.
Anybody see that telethon where Judd Hirsch was like, "Barack Obama does not care about Jewish people."
Does not. And Kevin Hart was next to him going, okay.
B-Shaps, did you know that an independent organization voted Fox News as legitimately the most balanced network? Because there's only, I think, 8% of all media aside from Fox has a conservative viewpoint.
I just don't get 8%. Like, we just got done saying that Obama blew off a meeting with Netanyahu.
Yeah,
To help save Israel, he blew off a meeting. Because he doesn't want to save Israel.
We don't know if it would save
Israel.
If he
went there, you would have been like, why is he even bothering going? Like, he's going to save Israel.
No, we probably just wouldn't be talking about it right now.
You know what I like about him? I know he knows that all these people. What is going on with your wife and cat?
I don't know.
They're sharing cookies.
Wow. My wife is a pig.
Like, it's some kind of fucking chick flick. It's like chocolate.
Chick flick.
It is. What are you doing?
I just want to point out, stopping a war won't mean shit. Because it's never got anybody laid. But Letterman, no. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a big uproar about that. It doesn't surprise me. I'm sure he had a good reason for it. You know?
Yeah, because it wouldn't have fucking mattered
you know
if
why?
He was there or not.
Well, no, it would.
And it's Letterman. Come on.
Letterman.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you a
okay, he doesn't hate all Jews.
Well, not all of them, yeah. As long the ones that are enabling him to promote himself because the election, re-election, is more important than peace negotiations in the Middle East. That's yes. First and foremost.
Yep.
It is the first thing on Obama's agenda right now, get re-elected.
Yep. He needs to have his face wherever he can in the States.
Absolutely.
If he goes, you know what, though? If he goes over the sea, overseas, then he loses ground.
You know what, though? Going to backfire.
How come no one's talking about Mitt Romney's taxes backfiring on him?
What?
Because he's white.
He did. He actually paid a percent more than he had to.
Yeah, but he only released 2 years worth.
All of his. There's 10 years of his information.
I heard they only released
because you're not listening to the right people. He has 03.
Well, how about I'm going to correct you. I'm not listening to anybody. This is just things that.
Oh, you're
going
to listen to this.
Whoa.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Fucking smells.
I bet it does, Derek.
It smells like
Matt. Like not only has gas smell, but he has like straight up bed sewer reek coming off his fucking ass.
What does it smell like? It
smells like somebody leaned him over a bowl and shit in his hair.
It smells like fucking. Wow. It smells like bed sewer.
What does that smell like?
Your ass.
Holy shit.
So during break, Matt was laying on the floor farting.
That was a good one.
How long were you farting for?
Just that once.
Oh, God.
I was exhilarating.
Why did it take so long? I guess it went down with you?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I got worried about Matt again because his face turned purple as he was laying on the ground.
I was holding my breath.
Well, I just want to point out that, Derek, you've mentioned about farting on your side.
Yeah.
And how it just makes sure all the air. Yeah. Share. Maybe that's what Matt was doing.
I was.
Maybe, yeah.
It was exhilarating, testing, I must say.
Testing the aqueduct?
Yes, the aqueduct.
Do you think like a cirrhosis of the liver or failing liver will make your fart smell worse?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, because I have like a failing liver, apparently.
What?
So, yeah.
What? What?
Yeah. Did I tell you about that?
No.
¿Por qué? Yeah.
You have a failing life.
Yeah. ¿Dónde estás?
Yeah. So, so all of a sudden, my fart's been smelling worse since I found this out.
Oh, come on.
I think it'd be more like your kidneys.
No.
Or your intestinal tract.
Yeah, the worst that my farts and feces ever smelled was great. After the White Castle Challenge this last time. It was 3 or 4 days. And what did I say? I texted you?
I don't remember.
I said
I know
just
you were glad that
finally it
doesn't it
smell
like shit.
Yeah, finally it just smelled like pure shit and not white.
Yeah, yeah, you were happy that it was back to smelling like shit.
Yes. It's scary because like it just really smells like my ass is a fucking White Castle oven.
Uh-huh.
Just producing burgers.
Mm. Ugh, steaming burgers. Mm.
Steamed fucking burger.
Oh.
Anyway.
Ixo.
Excelsior.
B-Shaps, you're not going to hell because you're a redhead, and you're not going to hell because you're a bad person.
You're going to hell because you don't believe in the right God.
Yeah?
You're going
exactly
to hell
about it.
Because your people were responsible for the death of
Jesus.
Because
you eat tons of pork and swine product.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a failing liver, apparently.
That's fucking Pontius Pilate over here.
So what do you do about that?
Nothing. You die.
Do you want?
You die.
Do you want some of my liver?
I don't know.
Do you need a transplant? Oh yeah, you don't want his liver.
I don't think there is transplants for liver.
Wow, what's wrong with my liver?
Sure, there is.
Liver transplant? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna need one.
In fact, the liver is the only organ that can regenerate.
Sure.
Yeah. In fact, you can get a partial. Like they can just like you know cut off half a liver and then put somebody else's.
I have a story for you.
You want my liver?
There's a young kid. I think he's maybe 20. He's in our fighting game community.
That ain't young.
He had an uncle or somebody in the family who was gonna die and had a completely like failed liver. They took like 85% of this kid's liver and gave it to the uncle, and his liver completely regenerated.
Wow!
And he's drinking and having a good old time.
Take one of your kids' livers. They don't need it right now.
Yeah, that's true. Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, well, you should be all right for another, like,
who told you your
years?
Liver was failing?
Oh, my doctor.
Oh. Did he say that?
No, my
or
one doctor.
Or did he say, if you keep doing something, you might have liver failure? Or did he say, wow, that thing you have may be a symptom of liver failure, you should get it checked out?
No, they said, go to your doctor immediately and get checked out.
And you didn't?
Oh, I go to mom Tuesday.
What are your symptoms?
Blood work was bad.
Well, what did it say?
My bilirubin was high.
Your bilirubins were high? Or weren't they high in the past?
Didn't we go to school, bilirubins?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they have been high in the past.
Yeah, they were.
I think I'm naturally high.
Yeah, you do. You do have high bilirubins.
Yeah.
I remember this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You were talking about bilirubins all the time.
Yeah. But now my farts smell real bad, so that's what's got me concerned.
Oh.
Let's talk about Rubens. He's making me hungry.
Yeah.
Anybody got a Ruben? Anybody got a Ruben?
Like a Pat's Blue Ruben?
I'm starving.
Pat's Blue Ruben.
Pat's Blue Ruben.
So you're going to take your kid's liver?
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, just ask Brendan when he's like 18.
I would probably 85% of like some kid that I know is straight edge.
Honey, I need you to understand daddy's dying and you need to give him part of your insides.
Yes. I brought you in this world. I'm going to take you out. Doesn't matter to me. I'll make another one that looks just like you.
Wow.
Grabs I can't
his,
do that.
Grabs a handful of his dick. Go, see this? Still working. Don't need you.
Still working.
You're going to live inside daddy.
Yeah, but the wife's shut down. The wife's factory should shut down.
Yeah. Oh, the doors are closed.
Yeah.
There's other factories.
Send the workers home. Yeah, that's very true.
You can get a part-time.
Yeah, the well dries up. You find a new well. Yeah. What are you going
to do? It's just how life goes.
Yeah.
If I took 85%.
So if your favorite bar shuts down, will you just quit drinking?
Well, I guess I got to stop drinking now.
You find a new bar.
So so if I take 85% of Shap's liver, would I be Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah. You would be whatever percentage of liver makes
Your mother has to be Jewish, or you have to have Jewish liver.
Yeah. Or any organ transplanted from a Jew.
Yeah.
Make you part Jew.
Just don't take his penis.
I got some liver and onions if you want.
I'll take a liver.
Hey, that reminds me.
Of Friendlies?
No, of Doug.
Doug?
Yeah. Sug?
No, and Doug, they were going to the party, and he was told that they were going to eat liver and onions.
Yes.
So he got hypnotized to think that liver and onions would look like a honker dog. Nobody recalls?
I remember honker dogs.
But then he shows up, and they're eating honker dogs. And he's, if I remember, I think he sees it as liver and onions, but everyone else looks like a honker dog.
Yes.
I remember the one where his crazy biker grandmother came to town.
Oh, wow.
And she went to take him out for sushi, and he didn't want it. And she reminded him of a story about when he was a baby, and he didn't want to try ice cream. And now he loves ice cream. So then he tried sushi, and he ended up liking it.
And then she goes, now that you're digesting that sushi, I need your liver.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can't have it. She'd be like, well, I already took it. You might want to get yourself to a hospital.
They talk about that liver and onions in the live-action Doug trailer. Oh, Patty.
Did they?
Yeah. They bring it up there. And she's like, why did you do that? And she's like, oh, I have to leave.
Liver and onions.
Yeah.
How did Doug do in the poll?
We didn't do the poll.
No. The poll.
Shit. Let's look at the
poll. The Pollock.
Let's see. Yeah, so we did a poll. Last week we put together our own personal top 10 Nickelodeon shows.
Nickelobian.
Nickelabia.
Wow.
And boy, I sure wish that Facebook put these in order.
Wow.
You got to put the cursor over it and then it'll show you what.
Yeah, I know, but I got to like count.
Now, I just have to point out Salute Your Shorts is on there twice because somebody decided that.
To add it.
Somebody decided that salute was misspelled.
Oh, was it?
No.
Oh.
But they wrote Salute, S A U L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't really
and
like
then two Salute. People, two people voted on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Salute or Salute?
Well, there's Salut, and then there's Salut.
Mm-hmm. I work with someone named Salut.
Well, hello in French?
Hello.
Or hi? I think it's hi, right? Salut is hi.
Salut.
Salut.
How do you say word?
Comment va-tu? What? No. What did you say?
How do you say word?
Matt, that word? Fucking wog is looking at me again, please.
Well, you know what? I just farted.
Who's in the toilet?
Word is...
Word.
What in is French?
Word? Mo? No, word. Mo is...
I have no idea. Mo is a stooge.
Huh?
A stooge.
What?
He's a stooge.
Who's a stooge? What are you talking
Mo.
About?
Mo.
Mo.
A stooge?
I think it is. Mo.
I'm warning you.
No, I know what he's talking about. The fucking the three faggots.
Three.
Dude, no, the three stooges were over as shit.
Yeah, so is John Cena, and you don't like him.
What?
It's the jorts.
So how do you want to do this poll? Because it's all out of order. So, well, I'll tell you what didn't get. Any votes?
Okay. These are honorary mentions.
Nick Arcade, Nickelodeon Guts, dun, dun, and Eureka's dun, Castle dun, dun, dun. Got
yeah,
zero.
I never watched
zero.
Them.
Zero votes.
Let's make fun of the black guy on the show.
Let's see which one's got one vote. Pinwheel got one vote.
Pinwheel getting one vote. Still got more time left than Green Day.
Yep. And Are You Afraid of the Dark? Ugh. Got one measly vote.
A little surprised about that.
Who voted for that?
The Clan. Are You Afraid of the Darkies?
That was me, I think, that voted for that.
Two votes. We have Mr. Wizard's World.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't vote for anything because I forgot.
Thanks for supporting.
You are fucking humongous.
We only posted it like twice a day to vote.
I never saw it.
And I don't think Mr. Wizard, one of them wasn't on there and was added.
Some were added. Oh, a lot were added.
Was added.
Oh, it smells bad.
By Dave Mysterio.
Dave Mysterio?
Dave Mysterio took a great interest in this poll.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, Mr. Wizard's World got two votes. Wild and Crazy Kids got two votes.
I also want to point out that when we came up for the idea for making these lists originally, I never saw that thread. Like, I just never saw it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because okay. When Steve brought it up to me, I was like, what are you talking about? And then I looked on the page the night after, and I was like, oh. I'm like, there's like 23 comments here, and nobody's texted me to say, hey, Matt, did you see the thread?
Well, I noticed that on our threads, on our secret, super secret posting page, that you're not really around a lot. Like, you'll post on everything all at once. So it seems like you have one
usually three
specific time.
Yeah, every like few days.
You just ignore it.
So if you don't reply to something, I just assume that you're going to see it eventually.
You just stay out of the loop.
Well, that's kind of important, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You just try not to. That's cool.
Okay. So Wild and Crazy Kids got two votes. Hey, Dude. Got two votes. Keenan Kell got two votes.
What is up with these two-vote nonsense?
People are adding them.
Yeah.
So
we had like 2,000 people vote.
Not
2,000, but okay.
24 people.
117 votes.
Nice. Are those unique?
Yes.
Nice.
I mean,
keep it up, guys.
Three votes. Clarissa Explains It All.
Yes.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, of which I am wearing a shirt.
Shalom.
What are we doing? Three? Double Dare has three votes.
Double D.
Double Dare, so they should have a lot more than three votes.
SpongeBob, only three votes.
Wow.
I'm one of the three.
Yeah,
only three.
Grunge slob haters.
Yeah. Let's see, four votes. We have Rocket Power, which I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I actually posted the theme song to the show on the bottom of the poll. One of the younger wrestlers who wrestles with us decided to add that to it. And when I saw him over the weekend, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Does he have a huge wiener?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, four people voted for it, so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, those four people are retarded.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that is the only one with four votes. So now we're going to go to five votes. We have You Can't Do That on Television.
Okay.
Danger Mouse.
Okay.
Real Monsters.
Ah, Real Monsters.
I believe that's it.
Oh.
Let's see what has six. I should have put this all together before. Mm. I apologize.
Sorry.
Nothing with six.
Done fucked up.
Nothing with seven.
Uh-oh. Ren and Stimpy?
Eight votes. We have Doug.
Ooh, Sug.
So Doug is going up there.
Sounds like we're on an internet cafe.
Hey, funny.
Yeah, I know. Nine votes, Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
Getting up there.
Okay.
Just make sure I don't miss anything. 12, 11, 2. With 12 votes, Pete and Pete.
Whopping 12.
Getting up there, whopping 12.
Does Dog Bite?
With 13 votes.
Peak at 12
13 votes.
13 votes, Salute Your Shorts. That is counting both.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting down the wire here. With 15 votes, Rugrats.
Oh, boy.
Rugrats.
And Sugrats.
And with a whopping 19 votes, Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Has topped our poll.
I'll vote for Ren and Stimpy. We'll give it 20.
All right, fine. Even 20. Ren and Stimpy. is our winner.
Which I don't have a problem with that winning.
No, I think that's...
I do have a problem with SpongeBob winning 3 and Pete and Pete having the number.
Yeah, well, we...
Pete was a good show.
Pete and Pete was a really good
Pete
show.
Pete and Pete was a deep show for Nickelodeon.
Yeah. We made the list. We gave it to the people. The people spoke.
The people, yep. Power this to the people.
What it came to.
Was it Mr. Softy?
People power.
The ice cream truck?
Yeah, Mr. Softy.
Yeah, and your dick?
Well. And
then they had the whole episode where they're just trying to find him.
Yeah.
That was so sad. Yeah.
He was like out in a desert or something.
Yeah.
And what are you afraid of the dark? Came in what? How many?
Like dead last.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Two.
Sorry, it wasn't a very good show.
I thought it was a good show.
Steve number one was in love with that show, so you know that it wasn't that good.
Oh shit! It was like Tales from the Crypt for
kids. No, it wasn't. It
kind of was.
It was Tales from the
Crap. Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, it was just. It was like. Oh man, it was so contrived.
Well, the people voted and they spoke and they are retarded.
Okay. Yeah. There was one episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I'm pretty sure the kid was trapped in like a mall / arcade pinball machine.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that one?
Vaguely.
Yeah. That one I kind of thought was interesting because it actually like.
Yeah, but there was a couple episodes from, that like, legit, kids, you know, like gave me trouble sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Do you remember any of them?
No.
Of course not.
I'm older and I've drank.
You couldn't remember this shit when you were probably 18.
No, I remember when it happened and I remember not being able to fall asleep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The kid says Are You Afraid of the Dark was a better version of the Goosebumps TV show.
Okay.
Are You Afraid of the Dark came out
way before Goosebumps.
I felt up a couple of times
considerably.
I think he's just saying, he's just kind of comparing.
I would say R.L. Stein was riding on the coattails of... Scary Stories to Read in the Dark. And
those books were fucking good.
Yeah, because of the illustrations.
The illustrations were good. The stories were creepy.
Yeah.
More scary is the stories to tell in the dark.
I think my favorite one is with the girl who wears the band around her neck. Wow.
Why aren't you making
one
these?
Of my favorite ones is the black dog one or whatever.
I don't remember that one.
The Black Dahlia?
Oh, and it turns out to be a rat or something?
No, it just turns out they've never been real, but the guy has dog hair all over. Creepy.
Mm-hmm. I do remember the one with the girl with the ribbon on
her head. Her head falls off. Don't take it off. Don't take it off.
I told you not to take it off.
Do you know what book we're talking about?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I didn't read books ever.
Oh.
I watched the show, though.
I didn't really either.
Oh, good.
I didn't know they made that a show.
Yeah, they did.
Like way after.
More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was a show?
Pretty sure.
I don't never heard of
it. No, there was just Goosebumps, the TV show.
Well, that's not it.
No, we're talking about the book Are You More Scary Stories.
Well, there's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. It's more Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and then even more Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I was not a books person.
Yes. Neither was I.
I read that. Those three books. I read a lot of Calvin and Hobbes, a lot of Far Side, and Where the Red Fern Grows.
Wow.
Those are the only books I read in my life. Oh, no. I also read Behind the Paint by Violent J.
Bishops, when do you get goosebumps?
The Zodhatra.
When I see a shekel?
When he misplaces a dollar?
Shekel. Wow.
I thought they were in these pants.
Well, let's get to some news here.
Ooh. Wow, do we even need that?
News.
Well, I went through it, so I might as well read
some. I have a missed call.
New study indicates...
Jim Fink.
Male genitalia is shrinking.
Ooh. Really?
Yep, a new Italian study... shows that male genitalia is shrinking. The leaders of the study say they have genuine research that indicates the average penis size is about 10% smaller than it was half a century ago.
Hmm.
I think half a century ago, people were just lying about their schwanzes.
They were lying out the ass.
Yeah.
And now there's like devices that actually measure them.
Yeah, like a ruler.
Or a fucking throat.
In the 80s, they disqualified the bottom measurement.
Yeah. While the study does not say how the research was conducted or give numbers, it provides several reasons for the decrease in size. Those reasons include stress, smoking, weight gain, and alcohol.
Hey!
Researchers also claim air pollution has been shown to lead the shrinkage. How do they know?
They don't.
Whoa. I mean, air pollution.
Okay.
Like, what's the most polluted state?
New York, New Jersey.
No, probably. I would say like
Delaware.
California.
Yeah, somewhere in California. Right?
Only a
yeah.
section of California.
Yeah. Though. Okay, so like let's
I
say
mean, New Jersey might be.
But where the Garden State?
Yeah, well,
no, wait.
Garden State.
Is this like the dick shrinks through life?
No, as in like.
Well, that, I can,
no, on
I can
average.
Attest to that.
No,
I can attest to that.
What?
Well, I used to be able to reach like through the Lincoln Tunnel. Now I can't fit in it.
Okay.
you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
No.
what they're saying is that now when males reach maturity, they are they are more inclined to be 10% smaller than the entire.
So basically, I was
generation.
Born in 81. My dick's bigger than Kevin's because he was born in 80. Fucking
it could
be.
Whoa,
nine.
It don't
could
be. You dare.
It could be. And I was born 2 days after Steve, so.
Sorry, Matt.
It's a close one.
Derek's the oldest one.
Yeah. I can almost wrap my dick all the way around my pinky. So don't you dare start making accusations
around my pinky.
My pinky.
Right before it bursts.
Right before I get really hard and I can't bend it anymore.
Yeah.
So
really hard.
Dicks are shrinking. Dick shrink
the
radio.
Weight thing can't really be applicable, though.
Yeah, it is, actually. You gain an inch for, like, every fucking 10 pounds you lose.
All right, hold on a second. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying that it is a variable that you can control.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you can't apply weight gain to that statistic because it's technically still the same length. It's just that when you lose the fat around it, it appears to be longer.
Yeah.
So
but when you shove it in a girl, that fat's in the way.
It's true.
So when the fat's gone, then all of a sudden the girl's like, where the fuck is this
thing at? Yeah,
but
if that moves out of the way a little bit.
Usable inches are different than physical inches.
Usable inches.
That's true.
Yeah, but you just mush some of the fat into her box, too. Yeah,
exactly.
box.
Extra girth.
Yeah. Shove it all in there.
You feel that pressure on your lips?
I think I'm going to go eliminate some girth. I'll be right back.
Oh, what?
You can't wait 5 minutes?
Can you wait 1 minute? I have a story here. You can't?
All right. Well,
wait
oh, my God.
All right. Wait until you're done.
Next time we cut a hole in the chair.
I actually think Matt's going to test the theory and move the fat away from the penis.
Does it get bigger?
Florida. One. Go ahead.
Sometimes I just lay in bed and look at my small dick and I say, fuck you, smog. Fuck you, air pollution.
Fuck you, Twinkies.
Fuck you, booze.
Fuck you, aerosol.
However, the more you drink, the better your chances are of using it on a woman.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Uh-huh.
And the longer it lasts.
It's like a double negative.
A Florida man calls 911 because his daughter refused to
blow him.
Oh, just got it. Flush the toilet.
Flush the toilet. You say blow him?
I don't want to stick with that.
Okay, go ahead.
His daughter refused.
It's a trivial thing.
Trivial thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing mega.
Refused to get off the internet.
That's a good one. The man told authorities he needed help with a domestic situation, but deep down he apparently wanted a beer. and this was in Pinellas Park, Florida. Deputies said that Thursday night they got a 911 call from a resident, Robert Hagerman, 56. Hagerman said he needed help because his daughter was hitting him, throwing things, and using drugs.
Hello, 911?
Hello. Deputies arrived shortly after 11 p.m. The father and daughter were both home. Hagerman, however, was very intoxicated and uncooperative. His daughter told deputies that her dad had called police because she wouldn't buy him a beer. She used her cell phone to record his threats to make fake statements to the police and play the audio for the authorities. He was arrested and charged of making a false report of a crime. He's in Pinellas Park County Jail, and he was released in lieu of $150 bail. Oh, no, he's in jail in lieu of $150 bail.
Steven, you've asked your children to achieve you things.
Yeah.
Would you ever call the cops if they didn't?
No.
No. It was great radio.
I would just beat them.
Nice.
I'll tell you what is annoying, though, and this is something my son did this morning. He wanted Pop-Tarts. I said, fine. Just like his father, he doesn't eat the edges of the Pop-Tarts because they're just dry and whatever.
Dry, crusty.
So he eats the middle with all the yummy stuff, and he leaves all the crust. I have no problem with this. What I do have a problem with is the fact that he just spilt them all over his floor. And then he walked into the living room and told me to come pick it up.
Wow.
And I said, I'll help you pick it up, but you need to help too. He says, no, I'm tired. I want to lay down. So I made him pick it up with me, and he was crying the whole time. And then he came out and he slapped me so hard.
What?
In the back for doing that to him, for making him pick up Pop-Tarts.
He slapped you in the face?
In the back. He can't reach my face. If he could, I'm sure he would.
Did he have a handprint?
No, because I had a shirt on, but he really hit me hard.
Does he have a handprint?
Does he? No. I just threw him in bed.
Did it kind of make you like tear up a little bit?
No, it made me see red.
Oh, shit.
I've said many times, if he wasn't as cute as he was, he would be dead. Because he does some really shitty things.
Oh, my God.
He does.
Wow.
He could be a real...
Derek.
Jerk. Yeah.
Let's cut that piece of this show out, just in case the future.
Just in case he's not so cute anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, you saw him just flat out deck me, right? Remember? I was taking him out of here one day.
Oh, yeah.
And he was screaming. Yeah. And he just punched the glasses right off my face.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
And if you had not said, hey, he just punched the glasses off my face, nobody would have noticed.
No. I think Jamie picked him up for me. I was like, thanks.
I'll be leaving now.
Taking this thing home.
She did say, like, I think Derek was crying.
I was. Mm-hmm. There's a man who faces possible jail time for an incident. Okay, a 46-year-old. Wow, what the hell is this? Waukesha?
Chiquan? Where
is that? Is it a name, a location? What is it?
I know, I got to Google it.
Oh,
shit.
Damn
dude.
It.
It's the first time ever that I've got a negative reaction from Kevin.
I could taste it. Well, like a second, I could taste it. Steven farted, and it's awful.
Oh. Anyway, this is in Wisconsin.
Okay. And we're going to guess this, right?
Okay, yeah. He's 46-year-old. He's facing charges after an off-duty cop jogging through the Pebble Valley neighborhood found the man having sex with what?
Roadkill.
Mm-hmm. Roadkill. Good one.
Having sex
what
with?
What was he having sex with?
Oh. Hmm. And the guy was...
If convicted, he could face up to 9 months in prison and $10,000 in fines.
Hmm. And the cop was jogging.
He was off duty. He was jogging. Saw this dude doing it.
And this guy was outside of a residence.
Yep. He was on a curb having sex with...
On a curb having sex
what?
With a... Well, I mean, it's curb. Easy access right there. Mailbox.
Mailbox?
Mailbox.
And you say roadkill?
Roadkill.
The answer is a couch.
Does that count?
He was having sex with an abandoned couch set on a curb. At 11 p.m. September 3rd, the off-duty police officer was out for a jog, blah, 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 when he spotted an abandoned yellow couch on a curb. He observed the man by the couch thrusting his hips as if he were having sex with a person. The officer approached him to see what was going on and yelled, "What are you doing?" which caused the man to run away. The officer didn't see anyone else on the couch, but the officer realized he was thrusting it between the couch cushions for sexual gratification. So he was fucking the couch cushions.
How bad does this guy need to get a nut off where he just sees a couch like,
I don't know.
All right, I guess.
Now,
where are the cushions?
If you catch a guy fucking a couch and he runs away, just let him go. No. This guy chased him down to his apartment complex where he went into a locked lobby, walked upstairs into an apartment and entered. The officer contacted the police department about the incident and they discovered the man's name. The next day, the police went back to the apartment and talked to the man's wife. She said police were there the night before, but her husband had done nothing wrong. They went to County Springs Hotel, where the man works, and asked him about the incident. He denied being out, saying he had been home with his wife. They're not buying it.
So what?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's no...
So he was taken in.
So, fucking like, did Matt get a lawyer?
Seriously, how bad do you need to get one off that, like...
An abandoned couch.
And, I just picture him creeping up. He's looking side to side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nobody here. Let's get to work.
What if it was, like... probably not leather, because it was yellow. Yeah. Matt is just joining us again. There was a man who was caught fucking a couch on a curb.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he went to jail for it.
How many usable inches did he have? I got the results. Pulling back the fat pad gives you an extra inch. Taking a shit gives you another quarter.
Taking a shit gives you a quarter, what, on your penis
another
size?
Another quarter inch, yeah.
It's impossible.
Well, you're right.
But you know, the shit comes out and it stimulates the prostate from the inside, and you get a little extra jump.
It does. It gives a little. It relaxes the I forget what they're called.
Vas deferens.
No, the tendons that hold the penis up when you get an erection.
Penile tendon.
Like right at the base. The fuck are they called? Anyway, I'm getting too scientific.
Rod.
And I also had to take care of some other matters.
He jacked off.
Oh,
there it is.
On the couch.
It's pretty
on
fast.
On the couch.
He fucked my toilet.
It was a racket.
Wow. Fuck the toilet seat. Yeah. Porcelain's cold and sexy.
See, you had to bring up the Asian girl uppercutting the balls.
Oh, man. That was serious.
Yeah. That was serious.
I just couldn't get over how he squirted every time she did it.
Yes, there was a...
it was a total work.
A gif. Of a Asian
gif?
Woman.
Gif.
Gif. Gif.
Gif.
A gif?
Gif.
She was, jacking a dude and punching him in the balls at the same time.
But every
time punch. She connected, he a little more
connected. Another spurt of goo.
And he had what I would consider a very stubby penis.
Stubby.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It was weird looking. The issue that I had to deal with was actually through texting.
Oh.
So I decided to go off mic to handle it. Apparently, somebody in our fighting game community participated in an online tournament to win a free trip to some huge event where they could win like $20,000.
Yeah.
Playing the game.
That's not that much.
And they had another player sign into their account and win the tournament for them.
Really?
Yes.
Is that against the rules?
The player who did it is one of our good friends, like one of the best players in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized, you know, for doing that. And now there's a whole big hoopla about this. What do you guys think about that? Would you be fucking pissed, right? If somebody came in as a ringer on an online tournament. It's for money. It's for a free trip, you know, probably at least $500.
I'm going to say to that same thing I said.
I think they put money in. I think it was a raffle style.
Oh, so he took money from people.
Oh, yeah.
Like you guys.
Well, not me specifically, but like I think from the way it sounds, because I didn't even know about this until after this deplorable act happened.
Uh-huh.
That it sounds like everybody put in like $10.
Okay.
To go in, and then whoever won got the $500 or whatever to go, you know, for free plane ticket to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Next month or whenever the tournament is. So this other player who was not in the tournament went and played for his friend or whoever, and he won the tournament for him.
Now, is this... Now, you guys have your own little combat network, correct?
Yeah. Not combat network sanctioned.
So this was a non... This had nothing to do
this
with
the guy down
guys.
In Atlanta who's trying to build up like something similar to what we have. Trying to do a good thing for the community,
mm-hmm.
and people wound up shitting on it.
I'm going to go ahead and say the same thing I said about you guys were talking about your promoter, wrestling promoter, getting mad at a guy for going to see a famous wrestler and getting an autograph.
Uh-huh.
And he got reamed out.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say the same thing to that I don't know if I said it, but that I think about that.
How are you comparing the two?
I'm comparing the two because what they do outside of the thing you guys are involved in is his own business, I think.
Wait, what?
If this wrestler wants to go see Hulk Hogan and get his autograph, it has nothing to do with the promotion he's in.
Oh.
If a guy you guys are connected with is scamming somebody in a different promotion, that has nothing to do with you guys.
Oh, I'm more talking about the guy who won the money by letting the other guy do it. Like, he's like, hey, can you win this tournament for me so I can get the free trip? He actually logged in as the other guy's account.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. Who's the bigger doucher here?
I mean.
The guy for doing it or the guy who asked?
The guy for doing it.
Yeah.
Because the guy for doing it could have said no.
Yeah.
He could have, but I mean, it's.
I don't know if he was trying to prove a point.
I think
to say
that
online tournaments are bullshit, maybe. And saying, look what can happen. You know, maybe he was trying to make a point. I don't know.
I think, no. Just hearing what you're saying, I think that...
This guy's a major troll.
I think the guy wanted to win it and go to Dallas, so he asked this other guy to fill in for him.
Yeah.
And win it for me.
Yeah.
To get me there. That's what I think happened, just based off of what you're saying.
That's pretty much
and
what happened.
And I think that the guy that won it for him is the doucher for not turning around and saying, I'm not doing that unless you tell everyone and it's okay.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be okay because you have to win it yourself.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't like the guy went in and played and he won as his name and said, I'm going to give it to this other guy. He actually pretended to be
the other guy. I totally understand that.
Got him. Okay.
Yeah. But so he's the doucher for doing that.
I think that the people should be mad are the people who put their money in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and that any other outside people.
And they should be mad at the guy who won the tournament in the name of.
They should be mad at both of them.
Yeah.
Ultimately. Yeah.
Well, and, yeah. And the one guy who won the tournament because of it is being a doucher about it. Well, the other guy apologized.
You know who shouldn't be mad? Is the people of Lithuania.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I am
that?
Part Lithuanian.
Because they are celebrating Holocaust Memorial Day.
Okay.
Wasn't that last week too?
It's no, that was a different
day.
Country.
Every day they do this.
Different every country. Day, every like city somewhere on earth.
There's a Holocaust Memorial Day for every country, nation, state, and town, fucking municipality.
65.
And it has to be like they have to have it separate, so that way everybody can talk about it every day.
Yeah.
Did you know today's Holocaust Memorial Day?
Oh, really?
Where?
Isn't it tomorrow too? That's like Boxing Day in Australia.
Yeah. There's one
in
a month.
Kenyatta.
Kenyatta.
It's also the unofficial Peanut Butter Farts Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I don't get them.
You might want to Google that.
Yeah?
Peanut Butter
yeah.
Farts.
Yeah, could you?
Could okay. You
just Google that real quick.
But getting back to this guy. Right. So are you...
oh, here. I'm getting more info on this.
Okay.
I want to know. So...
are you planning on doing an old-fashioned...
Old-fashioned shunning?
Like a big old,
I mean, he knows the guy knows that we're not happy with him about doing that because it reflects badly on us since he is affiliated with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I think you should give him 20 lashings with a fucking remote.
A remote?
Yeah, just whip
I love
it
how he, I love how he uses the term remote.
Whatever, who
it's
fucking
just, it's
cares?
It's just funny.
We whip him with a controller, Matt.
So this guy, is texting me.
Yes,
he says he's trying to do damage control, and now he's trying to. Get some info on the guy who ran the tournament for whatever reason. I told him it's basically pointless. What's the point of that? Like, obviously, the guy who ran the tournament's pissed because now his tournament's fraudulent. He put a lot of time and effort and money into organizing this online tournament to give somebody a chance to go to a huge tournament.
Why did he come out and even say it wasn't him? Why didn't he just take the money and run?
I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances like. Who discovered it? Or it was like text messages or like board messages from like somewhere, and somebody ratted him out or something like that.
So there's a rat.
Yeah, there's a rat.
You got a mole.
But that's
in your
a good rat.
Community, bro.
In my opinion, that's a good rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to say that the guy who ran the tournament had his bracket rearranged in a previous tournament to make it easier for him to get into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's a big deal.
Oh, so
like,
he was trying to.
He's trying now.
Get back at
he's
him.
Just trying to like. It's unnecessary like excess. excess drama like that has nothing to do with what you know. This guy was trying to do something good, and people shit on it. So now they're gonna be like, oh well, it's like now it's politics. You know, like he didn't pay his taxes. You know that kind of shit. You know.
Fuck what is him. He Mitt Romney?
Exactly. But so.
Fuck the Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheiky.
So, okay. So it looks like he didn't even win the tournament.
Oh, so what the fuck is everyone?
I don't know.
So
like,
now the point
I'm getting
even
all
gayer.
This info in the last 24 hours. Some kid from Germany won, but now they're saying that because that guy didn't play, like I
he
now
didn't,
I would
he
say
didn't follow international fucking
international code.
Yeah.
He tried calling me before. I told him to do a podcast. But yeah. So basically, this guy offered the ringer $100 to win.
It's a ringer!
And the ringer says he's done this before.
Ooh.
And he lost to some kid from Germany. I don't know who that is. Mm. And now the people who lost are calling for a redo of the tournament.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, considering that guy won. Somebody else won. I would say he would have won anyway.
You can't redo it.
Yeah.
He would have won anyway.
Yeah, you can't redo it.
So
move along now.
They got nothing on. They got nothing. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he's 98% sure that this tournament's going to be canceled anyway.
Ah.
So.
The one that they're flying into.
Yes.
So basically, this is all mumbo jumbo that's just dropped.
It's just a whole bunch of horse shit, and I wish they would just let us do what we do best.
And that
and
is
organized.
A podcast. Yes.
Organized tournaments. Oh.
Well, I want to read this.
Okay.
The first woman conquers the Stellinator.
What? Is this the story you were going to tell Matt before you left?
Yes.
Okay.
Stellinator? Is this like a
Is this like a Wonkinator?
Is this like a Stella Duro breadstick with bacon?
I love Stella D'Or breadsticks, by the way. The S is right.
This is a Stellinator.
Oh, my God.
Yummy.
And is that who ate it?
Yes.
Okay. Which one? The girl or the woman?
The woman, obviously. Her name is Molly Schuller.
Who is this bitch?
She's Jewish.
She became the first woman ever to eat the creation consisting of 6 hamburger patties, 6 eggs, 6 pieces of cheese, and 6 pieces of bacon, topped off
That's
with
all?
Fried onions, a mound of jalapenos, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, 2 buns, mayonnaise, and nearly a jar of peanut butter.
Okay, minus the peanut butter, minus the jalapenos, I'd give it a shot.
Peanut butter? Really?
Peanut butter.
And her quote was, "It's a beast." And then she said, "Actually, it wasn't that bad.
It's the biggest I've ever seen."
She looks like she gives dirty hand jobs.
Wow. She probably does.
I'm starving.
Would you?
15 minutes she ate that in.
Would you? Basing it off of what she ate, she probably doesn't smell that good.
Yeah. She probably had some really big beefs.
I love beef curtains, though.
Why is that that funny?
She's probably a very sweet lady.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. She already had a kid.
Is this the next?
She had some really big beefs.
Is this the next eating contest?
Her poor fucking husband.
Beefs.
She had to come home that night. Jeez, honey, what'd you eat? Burgers, bacon, eggs, peanut butter, mayonnaise, you know.
Not all week. I mean, what'd you have last night?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Oh.
With little Cindy Lou Who, her daughter.
Big beefs.
Big beefs. Oh, man. She put it all.
See, this is a good example of wives that let themselves go after
oh,
they have
boy.
A kid. She's got a little daughter. She lets herself go. She starts eating Stellinators.
Well, I'm going to tell
she
you straight
like
up right
fat,
now,
though.
Matt would do her because that's why he asked.
I say, would you?
He would.
You
he,
would.
He absolutely would.
Mm, probably.
Mm.
But the sandwich would have to be there, too.
Yeah. I'd do her with the sandwich.
Now, that aside, Kevin, I didn't forget about you.
What?
I didn't forget about you.
Yeah.
And the thing you just said before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it a segue, being as there's peanut butter in this
uh-huh,
burger.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Is it this?
Wait, what?
Yes,
what?
It is.
No. Is this what you were talking
no.
about?
No.
Absolutely.
No.
That's it.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hang on a second.
What is going on? What is this? What are we about to watch?
I don't know. Well, I do, but...
And why is something on here rated like 5 stars?
Okay.
This must be
now,
amazing.
Now, Kevin just said peanut butter farts, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I looked it up, and the first thing is peanutbutterfarts.com.
Is this like farting into a bowl of pudding? Like,
let's
is
see.
It similar to that?
Let's see what it is.
How giddy Kevin is.
Peanut butter farts.
Okay, there's a girl. She's on her back. Oh, and she's naked. And somebody is spreading peanut butter.
They are spackling her asshole with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's like you're trying to patch a fucking hole in the wall.
Yeah, wow.
Get it on good. Is there a full screen?
It's good.
Good spread.
Ready?
Ready.
Look at it open.
It's a little sticky down there.
And now it just looks like shit.
Keep watching.
Oh my God.
Every time she farted.
Derek lost it. Derek lost it. Derek lost it.
Every time she would fart, her peanut butter spackle would open up and you'd see a little hole.
Oh my God.
Derek completely went seizure. He lost it.
Can you play that last one again?
Play the whole thing.
No.
Yes.
From
please.
The beginning. From
HD.
I gotta bring it over here. Then.
Can the people watch what we were just watching?
Just go to peanutbutterfarts.com. It's graphic. Don't do it at work.
Not for work.
Not
work and not around your children.
And that's FW.
Now it's time to have some real fun.
Real fun.
Real fun.
Peanut butter farts.
Do you remember that ad?
No.
No, that's not an ad. That's built in.
I gotta admit, she has a nice looking vagina.
Yeah, it is. It is actually.
Look at the spread.
Even the spread.
She covered pretty good.
Because she's gonna blow it out.
Because she's doing this. That means she's not like getting any.
Okay. Watch ready? The peanut butter open up on the fart.
Wait, I got more.
She sounds so relieved.
I can't believe we have instant replay of this.
Oh. That hissed.
Did. And then we got the.
How about some after dinner snack?
What? What a okay. disgusting pig.
That last one was. That deep part was piped in.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
But. Now. Something about this makes me think that this isn't the only one she's done.
No, yeah. No. If you, okay. look, you look below it, if you look below it, there's a few other options.
Whoa!
Okay. Wait, she's done with other food sources.
Do we want to do cake, pudding, face, birthday cake, tubs, or meatloaf?
Pudding.
The face is dumb.
Meatloaf.
Pudding.
Meatloaf or pudding? Ah, we can. We're gonna do all. Yeah. Of them.
Oh boy.
We're gonna do all of them.
Oh, my God. No, no. What are you... No, I really don't think you should... Oh, my God.
What is going on?
She's just squatting on...
That one's fake.
That was
real.
That's a little... That's a little Roman
right there. Oh, that's my... That's our meatloaf. It's all over here. Oh, my God. Do you see this?
Yeah, we see it.
I can't see.
Right, that one's dumb because it was fake.
Yeah.
She wasn't really farting.
But they opened up
her ass.
Much better with my fart smell on it.
Let's watch the pudding.
Oh, like that. This is all part of the treatment.
This is something Derek has seen before.
I think so.
It's a thick rump.
Oh.
What are they? Are they trying to see what foods create better acoustics for farting?
Oh!
Yes!
What was that?
A bonus treat.
You gotta show that to Jamie.
Something came out.
That was a projectile.
So the girl sits on the...
Dude, that was like a swallow leaving his fucking birdhouse.
Okay, just to explain it for those who can't see it, the girl sits on a plate of pudding, and then she kneels forward.
I think she actually sucks some of the pudding into her anus.
No, dude, that was darker than the pudding.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh. So she leans forward, as you hear her farting. She opens up her butt cheeks with her hands.
Yep, there
and
it is.
She goes to release an epic one.
Oh, boy.
And a little nugget
that was a little
firing out.
Pellet flew out there.
And MJ has no reaction.
The champagne bottle.
I'm not a nugget.
The champagne bottle lost its cork.
It basically blew a little art
and
out.
Every time Derek moves the screen over, we get this woman with the giant burger.
Yeah, the burger. Giant burger. Yeah, so you just picture
well, we can't let our dicks get soft.
Oh, my God.
No, Derek just has a little bit of shit in his blood. Yeah. Sorry, B.
I can't believe that.
No, don't want to see that again.
Oh, boy.
There's a, it's like a, one of the cake ones is pretty good.
Don't.
The birthday cake or just the regular cake?
I think the regular
birthday
cake.
Birthday cake.
I don't even think I watched the cake.
Oh one. No! Yeah. That's a perfectly good cake about to be destroyed.
That looks like one
know
of the Pepperidge
like
Farm
the
ones. Farting.
Cake farts.
Wow.
Why?
Mm.
Can we try this?
Where did, who came up with the idea for this?
This
I don't
girl,
know, but it makes me
obviously.
Horny.
It she, makes me horny.
She's climbing on the counter.
She's ready to straddle this cake.
Nice and comfortable for this one.
Gotta lift her hair down. Ooh. Here we go. She's very, she's much more attractive right now.
And she's about to fart on a cake,
yep.
man.
She's lowering.
I'm just saying, she didn't do that yet. Oh boy. What is the purpose of this?
Look at her ass just mushing into the cake.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
This girl is so gassy.
She's now got a Rorschach test on her butt cheeks.
She definitely does. She does have a firm buttocks.
Oh, here's
say.
More. Oh, I didn't know my butthole does that when I fart.
And listen to the exhilarating breath she takes.
Well, she's about to pink sock her anus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Open it up, baby.
Give me a hemorrhoid, please.
Oh, she goes, hmm.
Oh, wow.
Huh, I guess I'm all out of farts.
I'm all out of
oh
farts.
Oh, my God.
You like that, Jame? You like that, Jame? It's good?
Oh my god, that was awful.
Ay, Dios mío.
Wow. And I'm bad, right?
I forgot the duty came out in the pudding one. I forgot all about
that. I've seen that,
that
one.
Derek, there was
ago.
No vomit included in that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Derek.
That's a good
thank
note.
You.
They go out on.
So I guess we just named the show Peanut Butter Fart?
Yeah.
So whoever downloads that has to wait till the very end to know what the hell we're talking about.
Breathing in peanut butter farts.
Yep.
Jesus. All right, guys. The Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is our website. You can go there and get everything you need. And go to CWERadio.com. There's just a shit ton of shows on CWERadio.com.
Wow. Something about skydiving, I think.
Yes.
The Aristocrats Radio Show on Facebook.
Yeah, all of our links are on aristocratsradio.com. Twitter, Facebook, we're doing it all.
MySpace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure if you Google the show, MySpace comes up.
Yeah, the MySpace is still on
it's
there.
It's frozen in time.
Yeah, it's kind of frozen in time, just like everything else on Facebook.
Forever immortalized.
But according to Steve, it's coming back in a big, big
sure,
way.
Of course it is, yeah.
In a big,
because
big way.
Rappers advertising is going to get MySpace back.
I'm glad you mentioned rappers.
Oh, boy.
Before we go out, I would like to wish a very special happy birthday to Lazy Bones of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, I thought, I thought that was like a cake.
No, it is a rapper. American hip-hop artist.
Well, I'm sure if it was a cake, that girl would have farted on it.
Oh, yes, she would.
Probably.
Yep.
And a duty would come out.
Someone's knocking on the door. It's probably the neighbor saying, you guys are gross.
Yeah.
I was listening
to
the
show. I saw that farting
show.
I hear.
Susa.
So we'll see you next week.
All right, peace.
Chris, well,
bye. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.